This is a bit of a weird year for Christmas because this last Sunday falls right on the heels of what's going to be Epiphany in a couple of days. And the shift in the theme for Epiphany is kind of a special one that we're going to let be an Epiphany. That being said, we've been dropped right into the story where we're going to look at one last character before we move on to Epiphany. And for me, it's not a person this time. My Epiphany character that I want to highlight is this guy right here. Christmas. We're still Christmas. This is still Christmas, everybody. So who have we got here in my stellar bit of artwork? The star. There's something for me that sort of grabs my imagination when I think of the Christmas story. This ancient ball of fusing gases burning hundreds or thousands of light years away that are sending their light as a message to the people of Earth, saying, your little planet on the other side of space is going to be the focal point where God does something amazing. So for me, this Sunday, somewhere squished in between the bright light celebration of Epiphany and the characters of the Christmas story, the theme is going to be this light today. But you can't, of course, talk about the light unless you talk about the darkness. So in the passage we just heard from John, it talks about the light and the darkness interacting with one another. And when I was making my first version of this, I had this sort of darkness cloud guy who looked kind of like a scary monster. And then I thought better of it for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't need anyone to go home scared of the art project that Jerry did. But number two, I think it's important for us theologically to remember that the darkness doesn't need to have a face. The darkness doesn't need to have a personality. The darkness could be a void. The darkness could be just a big edifice of a thing, a big thing that maybe feels monstrous to us but doesn't necessarily have a face. Does anybody feel brave enough to shout out some variations of darkness that we see in our world that we face every day? Despair. Depression. Hunger. Grief. Loneliness. Illness. I mean, the entire political sphere feels like a lot of darkness sometimes. Last week, I was preaching about this sort of darkness and the way it feels like it creeps in on us. And what can we do? What are we supposed to do? Well, this passage from John 1 tells us that has one of my favorite phrases in the entire canon of Scripture. It's right here. Can we read this together? The light shines in the darkness. It's already a great line. But then it just like absolutely caps off this great line. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And there are lots of times when it feels kind of bleak. Like is the darkness going to win? The Christian gospel says, no, sorry, that's not how it works. As big as the darkness might feel, as black as it might be, the way it might gather around us and make us feel heavy, the story of Christ in the world is Christ's light shining in the world. But then, like, what does that mean? Is that just like a giant flashlight from space? Looks like a star? I don't know. What is he saying? Well, the same passage says, the true light which gives life to everyone was coming into the world. So as followers of Jesus, we get to be these little carriers of that light in the world. And I made these guys have some personality. Check out this little fella here. Come on. I broke his leg I broke his leg moving him to the car. I had to get some glue. Does anybody want to hold this? No? Anybody want to hold a big candle? Let's see if you can. Here, just hold up the candle. Look at that guy. Did anybody have a name for the candle? Bernie. Love it. That was good. That's sharp. There are times when what we can offer the darkness feels like a tiny little flame of our lives. And yet, we are absolutely filled with possibility, with life, with all kinds of expressions that can blot out the darkness with our light. Anybody name things in their day that feel like a tiny flame that chases away the darkness? A smile, that one's good. Yes, kindness, keep going. Music, coffee, yes. A dog, your pets, yeah, your dog. Your wife, yeah. Oh, yes, and the Mr. Rogers documentary, too, both phenomenal. I mean, we could make a long list of those. So it's interesting how sometimes that heavy darkness feels like it's too big for us, and yet if we start naming all the ways that our heart has been warmed and the light of Christ has been shown to us, there's lots of it out there. And the cool thing about the Christian faith is that it is not an individual enterprise. We are called to gather our light together so that we can shine in the world. I made this little fella. Come on, look at that. Also broke this guy's leg. I don't know. Slippery snow and carrying everything in the car. Look at this little chap here. Come on. I actually think our life of faith is quite often an effort to kindle that little light in our lives and glow in the world. And I think sometimes we feel this pressure to somehow have a brighter light than any human being has any right to have. We look at some of the heroes of history and we're like, why can't I be like, I don't know, Martin Luther King or Joan of Arc or, I don't know, some famous person, some writer. I mean, of course, we quite often find out that those people were deeply flawed humans just like us. But the practice of faith is chasing away the little tiny pockets of darkness that find themselves in our life. Not necessarily being this radiant beam, sometimes getting to be a pretty radiant beam. Back to the smile thing. I was at Buffy took me shopping the other day, and I was in just not a shopping mood, you could say. And I was walking around all the people, and then I just had this sort of like perverse moment where I just thought, what if I just grin maniacally at every single person? I could have somehow beat the gloomies. And I walked around that store with a big dumb grin on my face, and I literally felt different, which is kind of a strange. Of course, then I started doing a weird bit, and Buffy said, you're being weird, so. I do fall prey to stupid bits sometimes, but still. Sometimes the life of faith is just posturing our lives in such a way that we kindle and reflect that light that Christ has put in us. We bring life to places that don't feel alive. We bring joy to places that don't feel joyful. We bring hope to places that feel little and small and overwhelmed. I mean, and sometimes the little flame on our wick there can feel pretty dim. And thank God for the people around us. Yeah, Bernie's pretty cute. Look at him. Thank God for the people around us who come and share their light with us. I mean, isn't that why we gather each week? We get up and start our cars when it's 20 below, and we walk on slippery sidewalks, and we sit in these hard wooden pews. But because we are surrounded by the light of other people, the light of creation, the light of Christ shared with us in the world. So, I'm not calling this a resolution or anything, but what we try to do around here is invite you to different practices of faith. And so I invite you, as you consider the days ahead, as you consider the variations of faceless darkness in the world, And make no mistake, it's real. This is not just a foam cutout. This is the real deal in the world. That you would foster the practice of kindling that little light that you can share with the world. Gathering your light with others who are also doing this same work so that we might all shine together. Amen. Thanks be to God.